Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
ha ha.
myself, man. I ain't no trip today. I'ma take the day off, shut shop, and shake the spot. So what the fuck I wanna do? Spin wops, I'm down the drop. Swerve, dip, swerve, it don't stop. I'm spinning up G, still holding the knot. A nigga headed to the city, smoking Bombay in a G-way. Dip, swerve, one, ten, freeway. It's a little tricky when you're rolling up a 50, trying to stay in your lane, doing 50 over 60. Big roller 50, looking out for the 50s. Look around, all clear, buff, buff, this is heavy. Gotta hit the show, cause the show got at the titties, trying to find me a pretty down the doo doo doo. I did it. Don't like the city, county bitches acting shitty, so I kick them through the dirt when I bounce. I'm swerving and dipping today, don't have to hide, come outside, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today, don't want to need this wall cheese, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today.
Always thinking to waste the time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me, cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTV's on your banners and shit. You don't have my song, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man.
Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can, when you can, bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And
much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios
nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Thought them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Go, let's go.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
In the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Niggas ain't really just along for the ride. If you call yourself my homie, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not, freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. Too much. What's up, man? It's West Coast Wednesday. We up in this bitch. Hold on. Let me see what we got here. We got DJ M. Love. Come on. What a clap sound.
Hey.
got Mr. Ed Ware, we got Trudy, and I think that's confetti down there with his many phone numbers.
I got many phone numbers.
Right. What the fuck is going on?
Good having family.
Oh.
Well, true is true.
But I can't let you hear
it. Huh?
I said I just laid that hook, but I can't let you hear it.
You laid the hook, but you can't let me hear it.
Yeah. I just want you to know what it feels like.
Hold on, hold on. He's holding out on you, true.
I don't like nothing with what it feels like. I want to feel the whole goddamn thing. Shit.
Yes.
That damn,
it's like half ass fucking. You just. Oh no, I don't want to do this. You just start with one pump. No, no, I need the whole fuck. You know what I'm saying? You tripping. You
right on.
All right, well, just send it whenever you finish your shit. Whenever y'all finish it, just send it to me. I'll just be cautious. I'll be sitting around waiting. I'll just sit around and wait. You know what's dope? Julia pulled up on Hell Love Ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the queen, man. She brought great vibes to me. Whole lot of hope there.
Then I got a little afro and all that shit.
I was on my Disney. All right, going on.
What was that? That was him?
I didn't tell you I jumped in his bed.
No, don't say jump. You jump and walk all over my bed. I thought you were just doing dancing.
Oh yeah, Trudy, you about to really get fucked up. You can't be jumping in niggas' bed. Are you fucking serious?
Y'all don't understand the situation that we're on. Because you gotta understand, I was laying up in this house by my damn self. Nobody here. All of a sudden, I hear my door open, but I was expecting somebody else, and I forgot she was coming by. And boy, she hit that corner like 9,000, and she came so fast. It scared the shit out of me. The first thing she did was jump up in the bed.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get a whooping every time I see you. You can't be jumping in niggas' bed, huh?
And then you took a couple of pictures, and that didn't go too good.
That ain't the way we work.
Yeah, we took a couple of pictures.
We don't work you jumping in niggas' bed. We don't do that.
Well, you know, I apologize for my situation and everything, you know. I wish I could have been up and dressed and ready, knowing what time she was going to come to be ready for, you know.
If she jump in your bed, you should have threw her ass off of that
motherfucker.
Yeah, I definitely went back to sleep. It felt so good for them few minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna have to. Both of y'all fucked up.
Yeah, we good. We did some low pine and woods things, you know. Let's have us a little talk. You know, everything all good, man. It's all for the truth. We're doing it for the truth, man. It's true. We real set, baby. We real set. What, you didn't like the picture? Did you see all the pictures?
No, I didn't see all the pictures.
Did you show him the video or something?
She came in there. She had the fucking the video thing. Your ass right there in the bed.
Yeah, I videotaped him.
Yeah, the videotape, yeah. I could tell you were head tight looking out of one eye like, who is that?
What is that?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Love, man. I can't wait until next month, you know, when she gets to do the other show. And one of my goals is to try to be at least lose 10, 15 pounds or something. by then. You know.
Yeah, you gotta get get up out of there, man.
I want to make these shows, man.
You cut that salt out that diet, cut that meat out your diet, cut water, drinking too much. Just drink you, how much is this? 28. Drink you 40 ounces of water a day, and you're going to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week. I can have you lose 60 pounds in 90 days. I can have you lose 60 pounds. In 1 year, I can damn near have you lose 100 pounds in 1 year.
Everybody got like
focus on using about 2 pounds a week.
Calories.
A week,
if he cuts his sodium and his water intake, he's going to lose it automatically. No exercise even involved. That's natural of your body. Once you put salt in your body, salt takes the water and retains the water inside your cells. Your body's 85% water. The more salt you put in, the more it retains in your body. Then that's why people have high blood pressure, because your blood pressure is clogging. It's not the salt. It's sitting up there and making the water stick inside of your organs. That's
girl,
why you get a high blood pressure and all
you
that.
What you call DoorDash, you can't be getting no pizzas and big ass.
Well, you can't do none of that. You got to go on a fruit and vegetable diet, no meat diet.
One thing I've been trying to do here lately is eat a lot of salads. You know,
no meat
for my meal.
All that ham, all that stuff is gonna have salt in it. Trust me.
Well, they've been giving me the grilled chicken. That's about as good as I get is grilled chicken.
Well,
you know,
I mean, protein.
I hate that I'm like I am about ground meat, in which I know it takes 7 days to process a hamburger in your body to eat a hamburger.
It don't take no 7 days. It takes damn near the process, the damn red meat. You crazy as hell. You think it costs 7 days.
It takes 7 days for it to start breaking it down.
Yeah, but it don't process through your body damn near 20
right.
days.
Yeah.
So that's why when people eat a lot of red meat, when they use the bathroom, it stink. If they eat a protein diet of fish and chicken, you don't be seeing that mess stink when they use the bathroom. That's that decomposing like a dog or a deer on the side of the road. That's what your body does with your red meat.
I need to get on that. Yeah.
You got to look how many times it takes you to chew red meat compared to chewing chicken and chewing a piece of fish. How many times you got to chew a piece of steak? So if you got to do it that many times,
to eat fish more.
Swallow, how much you think that stomach acid got to sit up there and take to break it down? So it's decomposing. You got meat, like you leave meat or a dead dog on the side of the road. Now you will drive by and you smell it decomposing. You're like, damn, that stink. That's what it's doing in your insides to your gut with the red meat.
Mm-hmm. So that's why the movie would be funky. So now y'all know that y'all smell some funky movie. What it is, you can eat that red meat.
But I'm going to tell you this. Until my doctors tell me that I can't eat that shit, nigga, I'm a carnivore.
Well, you know what? You know what, though? When I was in the hospital, they were supposed to have me on a nutritious diet. But they fed me every motherfucking thing. Like, the stuff they said for me not to eat is what they fed me. In which I did it to myself one day. They had fish on the menu. And it was called grilled herb fish or something. And I told them I don't eat fish, and I ordered a hamburger. But they gave me the hamburger with everything on it but a tomato. No, it was everything but cheese. They had the mustard and mayonnaise and everything, but they didn't have no cheese on it.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Nigga, my wife, she went... She was going out of surgery at this one hospital up here. Well, not up by us, it's down a little ways. And, you know, she in the back. I'm hungry as fuck. You know, so when you go down to the where all the food at? Because they didn't even sell meat in that hospital, bro. They did not sell meat. in that hospital. I'm like, damn, I get a hamburger. Or... they did not sell no meat in the hospital.
Yeah.
So now I'm irritated. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. So I walk out the door because I didn't want to lose my parking spot. I walk all the way out to the front of the hospital, look around. It ain't no goddamn McDonald's. It ain't no nothing. Nowhere I could get some meat. This was a meat-free hospital.
Wow.
I walked all the way down the street. I walked a long ass way. No goddamn. It was like one diner. And I was thinking, well, shit, I'm going to this diner. You know, give me some shit. Diner clothes. I couldn't eat no meat all that fucking time. I was so irritated. So she calls me and goes, where you at? I'm trying to find some fucking meat. The motherfucking whole hospital did not sell no meat. So I'm going, well, what kind of hospital was this? Because people eat meat just because y'all vegetarians or whatever, vegans or whatever. Motherfucker want to get a burger around this bitch. That shit was so, that's fucked up. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with y'all. I went to a hospital where them motherfuckers didn't sell no meat. I ain't gonna be like, oh yeah, let me get one of them Fuji burgers or whatever the fuck they call. Mm-mm, no. They did not sell no meat in that hospital. And it's one of the best hospital on this side of where we at. Them motherfuckers don't sell no meat. Mm-mm. Nope. I ain't going to be able to do it. I'm about to get into a couple of songs, man. Let me see where I'm at. I'm not going to be able to do it. Cause I can't, I'm a carnivore, man. I gotta have some meat, man. I don't know why I don't know about nigga. I gotta have some meat. But you know, if it's something that you have to do as far as your diet, if you gotta just go in and get on some nigga eating the dandelions, nigga, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah,
I guess I'm
supposed to substitute my meat with nuts now.
Yeah, then you better go out and get you some, what they call that shit? I don't know, tofu, nigga.
Yeah, I was just burger, say that. The pistachio burger.
You got tofu this shit out, my nigga.
I don't even know how to prepare. See, that's something my grandmother never cooked, so it's going to be hard for me. You know, now I can pretty much cook and do a ram for the diet.
The motherfucker like patty, so just pretend it's a hamburger.
Yeah.
But don't put no salt on it. Then when you eat that shit, it's going to taste like you eating water type of shit.
Yes, sir. My gift together.
Damn, put a little sprinkle. Put a little sprinkle salt on that motherfucker.
Use Mrs. Dash. Don't put no salt whatsoever. I'm trying to tell you, if you want to live,
let me ask you this here about the Mrs. Dash.
Go ahead, and I'm gonna tell you a story.
What is the difference in the Mrs. Dash from all the other?
It's not salt. Right.
It's seasoned.
It's not salt. You see, here what happens. Most people, when they have a heart attack, they say they died in their sleep because you got water pressure around your heart, a fluid built up, and your heart is going to pump with that water pressure. Then when you go to sleep, your heart goes to relax, and you have a heart attack in your sleep. And they say, well, what happens if you have fluid around his lungs?
Well, get fluid around his tofu heart. And some Mrs. Dash.
Whole food.
You're going to get Chef Food Home. Listen what you listen to me. I'm going to tell you real. You go to Walmart, get Chef Food Home. He got blackening seasoning. He's got, God dang it, lemon pepper seasoning, no salt whatsoever. You take that and you mix that with Mrs. Dash. Going to give you all the salt flavor that you need. All the flavor. He got like damn 12 different flavors, barbecue seasoning flavor, and you just cut that with Mrs. Dash, and you put it on all your food.
Now, what's his name again?
Chef Prudhomme, P-R-U-D-H-O-M-M-E. He got a big old chef hat on. He was out of Louisiana, Prudhomme. A chef out of South Louisiana. He used to have a cooking show.
I don't give a damn whatever the fuck season. That tofu was nasty. That's just, you know, fuck.
So that's what I'm telling you. You can put it on your grilled chicken. You can put it on your fish. You can put it on hamburgers. If you want to use hamburgers, you can put it on. You can do turkey burgers, all that stuff. But they ain't going to have all that sodium. All the salt do is retain water in your cells. That's when you drink Gatorade is sodium, potassium, and magnesium. All three of those do one deal. One to prevent you from cramping. Two to prevent you from dehydration. When you dehydrate, you're going to automatically cramp.
Why the fuck you doing music? You supposed to be in the doctor side of this shit.
Well, when you get your foot cut off and you got heart surgery and you have eye surgery and you learn that all this stuff from diabetes to all this high blood pressure is preventable, then it's too late for me, but it ain't too late for me to teach you.
Yeah, that's why we got to throw a show up there so you can tell these motherfuckers what's going on.
If you go through what I had to go through, I had my foot gone, 5 eye surgeries. I had 3 toes gone before my foot gone, heart surgery, got a defibrillator in me, dialysis, kidney. You only can drink so much fluid or it's going to sit up there and your kidney's not going to flush it out. And then you're going to sit up there and do what? You're going to get that fluid build up. It's going to start in your feet, work its way up to your body, get around your heart. You're going to go to sleep, and they're going to say, well, he had a heart attack. He died in his sleep. Oh, he looked so good when he passed away. He was so happy. Like, hell no. Nah, the motherfucker sat up there and got down and ate a whole pork chop before he died.
Yeah, I did 2 of them last night.
Man, when the motherfucker be like, oh, man, I gotta have this motherfucker.
You ain't got to have it. What you got to have is life and death. That's what you got to have.
Well,
what
the fuck is up?
Hey, man.
What you want?
Wait for you to come on with it, man.
Hello. What's going on?
Hello.
How's
it's
everything
a
coming through?
It's a real H-Town.
Where?
It's a real H-Town nigga in the house.
Who did see you?
H-Town nigga in the house.
Sweetie. What's up, Sweetie?
What? That can't be the sweetness.
Sweetie.
Yep, I finally got him.
Sweetie.
I keep forgetting the number is changed, so shit, I don't know that number.
Actually, I got a whole new phone, but I had to get an app to call because of that shit, you know.
She got a Metro PCS phone.
Yeah.
Metro calls too. I got T-Mobile. T-Mobile won't call.
I got T-Mobile and I'll call.
Well, I had Boost before. The last one I had was Boost.
Oh, wow. Damn, that's all bad. Oh, shit. I need some fucking food, man.
Well, I'm the only one who knew who Sweetie was.
They keep on showing these pizza commercials. That shit is all bad.
Yeah. That's why I gave so much fans.
I see. They got this, what? one piece of commercial they talking about. That shit, that motherfucker one piece of pizza big as fuck. Oh my God. I want one of them motherfuckers. I just ain't got no cheese. I'm fucking shit. I got some cheese in the house, but I couldn't make, you know, credit for the pizza. And we're about to get into a couple of joints real fast. Give us a call, man. 323-642-1597. I'm trying to play a couple of joints. Maybe I'll go in there and at least put a bologna sandwich together or something before, you know, the song's gone. I'm going to play my little bro, man. True West Entertainment. Give us a call. 323-642-1597. Let's go.
Love who you are, everything is alright. Love who you are, everything is okay. Love who you are, everything is alright. Love who you are, everything is okay.
Let me put your oil in inspiration, love. You was created in beauty, here's a gentle hug. Understand who you are and what your purpose is. You possess a higher power, you know what it is. Your smile is very evolutionary. Miss Butterfly, very extraordinary. Humble soul, all your goals will reach the globe. It will reach every heart, mind, body, soul. Your commitment, dedication, stay in a plain view. That's 3D, HD, yeah, that's all you. Walk in your power, just to reach the limits. It's your world, we just living in it. Self-love is first, some love will hurt. You shall overcome, that's the way it works. Free your mind, all your troubles just leave behind. Time to fast forward, no need to press rewind.
Oh,
oh, oh.
Love, love.
Jealousy and envy. Walk by faith, who's coming with thee? I stand by your side so you can't forget me. I'll be your guiding voice just in case you miss me. Believe in yourself, only you matter. Receive all your blessings, forget chatter. I'll be your inspiration anytime you need me. My love is your comfort, do you believe me? Forget the world's judgment, they don't even matter. Let them all talk, we enjoy laughter. Look at your growth, before and after. Live in your confidence, it's all that matters. Tell me who's greater than the real you. You are the sunshine, let your light shine through. Tell me who's greater than the real you. You are the sunshine, let your light shine through.
Came on,
that burn came on.
Hot sauce all that night, I rhyming, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Park the car, then we start rhyming, yeah, bitch. Yeah, bitch. The only thing we had to free our mind.
Free our mind.
Then freeze that verse when we see dollar signs. You looking like an easy come up, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
A silver spoon, I know you come from, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
And that's a lifestyle that we never knew.
We never knew.
Go at a rabbit for the revenue.
Go Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this the way, better way. Through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade. And that's just how I feel.
Churches with Pirelli skirting.
Pirelli skirting.
Gang signs out the window, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hoping all of them offend you, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
They say
yeah,
your bitch. Hood is a pot of gold.
A pot of gold. Pot of
and
gold.
We go crash it when nobody's
it's
home.
Holly Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter. But the one in front of the gun lives forever. And I've been hustling all day, this the way, that away. Through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade. And that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 just fuck your main bitch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 say fuck them niggas that you game with. That's just how I feel.
Up in them projects where them niggas pick your pockets. Santa Claus don't miss them stockings. Liquor spilling, pistols popping, bacon soda, Yola whipping. Ain't no turkey on Thanksgiving. My homeboy just domed a nigga. I just hope the Lord forgive him. Pots with cocaine residue. Every day I'm hustling. What else is a thug to do when you eat cheese from the government? Gotta put five for my dog and them. Get the fuck up out my way, bitch. Got that drum and I got them bands just like a parade, bitch. Drop that work up in the bushes. Hope them boys don't see my stash. If they do tell the truth, it's the last time you might see my ass. From the gardens where the grass ain't cut, them serpents lurking blood. Bitches selling pussy, niggas selling drugs, but it's all good. Broken promises, still your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your J's and tell you to kick it where a falaka is. In the streets with a heater under my dungarees. Dreams of me getting shaded under a money tree.
It's your Holly Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this the way, that away. Through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place to shade. And that's just how I feel.
Kenny, just bring my car back, man. I called in for another appointment. I figured you weren't going to be back here on time anyway. Look. Yes, yes. I just want to get out the house, man. This man is
on one. He feeling good. And a motherfucker. Shit, I'm trying to get my thing going too. I'm going to Maryland House. Just bring my car back. Shit, he made it. He feeling good. Look, listen to him.
Got a big old fat ass. Girl, I want your body. I want your body because of that big old fat ass.
See, he has hell. Shit, he ain't even tripping off them dominoes no more. Just bring the car back.
Did somebody say domino?
Must I wake up and thank God for letting me live to see another day? I passed out, curving off that E&J, forgot to pray. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. Not quite where I wanna be, but daily I'm getting more and more closer to it. The sun shines through the blinds, it hurts my eyes, but somehow I'm instantly energized. I twist and spark up the light green, hop in the shower, Irish spring clean. Number one is my hygiene, number two is me striking up the street like some lightning, peeling notches just to make later tonight more exciting. But for right now though, man, I'm in the zone.
I'm in the zone.
On a chipped up flip phone, ready to get gone and come home with a split dome.
I'm soaking up the sunshine in Doja. Can't no one time the rollers come and interrupt the gathering of soldiers, aka a baller's convention. Breaking bread with the kingpin while discussing my pension. Then he mentioned to me something about the weight that I'm dumping. Threw me the keys to a 10 Cherokee Grand with a humping. Then I jumped in without second thought, sounded the punch in and brought the mid-afternoon silence to a blunt end. That's how we function in the capital city, Cali, Sacramento Valley, putting it in a Malibu on Vogue and Rally. Same change when you get lots of mail. You become accustomed to popping champagne bottles, cracking lots of shells. All the things that come along with being a holder of a ticket.
Dirty money spent, just like any other.
That's
money.
That's right. Can't get the scam.
Hey, your money don't crack at all times.
Hurry up, it's gonna be in a minute. D-I-R-T-Y, dirty M-O-N-E-Y, dirty money.
Now I got to keep it real cause I'm a realist. I was poor and broken, wasn't no different strokes on me like Arnold and Willis. It was more like the Evans family on good times. Didn't have a damn gun, nothing I could call mine. I recall grinding on a piece of cola just to keep the landlord from coming over, beating on the dope. Overdue rent with no mercy, taking my last cent. But now I'm blessing my struggling days is past tense. Why I be absent when they call it wrong call on the dope track. The laws they got nowadays will have a brother tote back, and I know that. So I gave up the blow sacks to the grinders and told them take their time to bring the dope back. But don't make me have to look, cause I won't stop till every tree and bush has been shook. And if for some reason you decide that you ain't paying, I'm delivering caskets, showing fools that I ain't playing. Cause what I'm saying is when it comes to the paper, I play for keeps. Whether I got it legitly or from the streets, it's enough to go around, so ain't no need in trying to take it from me. We can all have some dirty money.
D-I-R-T-Y, dirty M-O-N-E-Y, dirty money.
My block goes beyond lack, cause niggas come in flack. Dwelling in the east, kids get paid, dumping hella yay. Out there at 15, so they can get fiends to spend big green. Weighing out major weight on a trip beam. Cause in the east, we cop on weed shots. Don't spot the coke shots with mo knots. They cash just won't stop. Falling, my homies balling with money and mounds. Stealing keys for G's, look at Colombian rounds. I got O's for six, playing these hoes for tricks. Straight bombed every day, cause I blow big flips. They just cracking like a pot when I took up the ride. Caught a homie. Reggie Twin, to hook up the spot. In Sacramento Valley, we stick up and hold an alley. In a photo shed, that's how we roll in Cali. 86 in check, playing these tricks for sex. Fully equipped with checks, a gang of clips and vests, yeah.
D-I-R-T-Y, dirty.
West, sir, this is Ill Gates, and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays.
Let's get it.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Low. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it. True West Radio, what the fuck is up? We back in the motherfucking building. Let me see. That was good. I'm gonna let everybody in here. DJ Hell Love. Mr. Edwell. Confetti with a 1,000 phone number. Then we got Sweetie and Trudy True Way. Yeah, we're gonna clap it up, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. God damn it. The fuck's up?
That's me there, brother.
I need a fucking, I need a, like, a fucking donut or something. I don't know. You know what I really want? I want a Hostess cupcake.
What flavor? What flavor?
Maybe the black one.
Okay.
I want the black one. I want the, you know what I'm saying, the OG brown one.
Yeah.
With the little swirl in the front of it. That's what I want.
Do they still make them all?
Oh, they got the knockoffs. They got the little Devin Davis. Yeah. Davis Deepers.
What?
So if you get the Hostess, that's gonna cost you about $2.50. You can probably get the little Debbie for like $1.25. Y'all know nothing about that little Debbie.
And we just talking about a bag. Now there you go. Chipping that soft spot.
I'm just saying right now, I just need some sweet. I ain't got no more beer. So now I gotta go to my next thing. I ate all my Oreos. I had some Oreos. These motherfuckers were calm as fuck. Oh yeah, then what y'all been? Mr. Edward them talk about? The doctor tell me that I can't have no soap. I'm on it.
Yeah. Gotta change it up, man. I gotta clean up. Well, I messed up.
So well, I gotta stop this shit. I'm on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, well, so, Mr. Scratch, you go out there and cut this. I'm gonna be like, oh, fuck. I have to stop it though. Shit. I'm in here trying to make us rich. At least let us get rich first, and then they can take me out later.
What you think about LeBron James passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Lord, record.
That's big, bro.
That's big, but then you think about the years that LeBron has been in the league. Because Kareem didn't do that many as a big dog. He nearly got old.
Man, that fucking that record been around for like 38 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Longer than some motherfuckers been born. All
right.
And this nigga 39, or 38, 39, that motherfucker gonna break. It's almost like this nigga got 20 years.
You still gotta respect Kareem, because see, Kareem done it in the era when the big man was the one getting the ball the most.
Yeah.
Now they get a big man the ball in the middle. He catches rebound, put back. They shooting threes all day. So, of course, he's supposed to pass the record.
Yeah, ain't nobody else to go no more.
But look, though. Why you think Bill Russell had like 13 motherfucking championships with the Celtics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because nobody wasn't telling
it
to him.
It was
right. 16 teams. That motherfucker was the only motherfucker, 7 motherfucking foot motherfucker around in the NBA. You just throw the ball to him. That's why. Then you got Will Chamberlain. How did motherfuckers get 100 points? Because he was the tallest motherfucker around.
Definitely.
Nigga, you got like 5-6 foot of motherfuckers around a 7 foot motherfucker. You just throw it to him in the inside and he just lay it up or down. Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain, all them motherfuckers, I give them their props.
Yeah.
But goddamn it, if they was playing today, they couldn't be able to do what they did back then.
No.
They couldn't do it. The motherfuckers, ain't no way the motherfucker little 6-footers gonna come up against this 7'2" motherfucker and do anything.
Yeah.
But foul.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, you which most people always look for the tall guy to score the most anyway. But it's all about, you know, position, teammates. You gotta have teammates to make it. To an accolade like that, you got to have some good teammates. Because you just can't do nothing like it on your own. You know what I'm saying? You have to be around some good team players.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's just the game is way different. It's almost like football. Nigga, back in the day, if you played football and your motherfucking ass, if you got the ball, your ass getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Now, you got the football, you get fucked up, they gonna throw a flag. So all this shit is changing. Like I tell you, but, you know, that's the football, basketball, everything just changed. So,
yeah.
But I guarantee, I tell you this: if LeBron played back in the days with Magic Johnson, he wouldn't be who he is right now.
Right.
Because he would be getting his ass fucked up.
Yeah.
Back in the day when they used to fuck you up and nobody called a foul. Get your bitch ass up off the floor and keep it moving.
And there you are. And who kicked your ass there and on that floor? Person.
Yeah, now you slap him on the ass. Somebody got a goddamn piece somewhere.
Hey.
Who that got the beat?
Somebody
it's not like a dog is walking like a motherfucker.
That's confetti. He got that pet chihuahua over there.
Dude, that sounds like some pit chihuahua out there.
That nigga walking at the door dash,
man. That nigga walking in shadow.
Oh, my God.
So, can you get to get your feet on the dog, girl?
Huh?
Tell me about that life.
I asked you, Teddy, was in a C&I dog. What's going on?
Marmaduke.
Okay.
Motherfucker, a great day with that little ass what?
Wait,
first of all, whose dog is that? Why is he so fucking mad? Now for somebody to get their ass in the coat.
Right on.
Put me in the car. I get
my dog's snoring.
Where that's your dog?
I'm with your drink.
That's confetti, man.
I ain't no confetti in that dog.
Well, just your laptop together, nigga.
That's never on me.
This will text me.
Kind of
buy
me a fucking TV. Somebody just mess the fuck up. That's
what he got. Tell me something good. What's going on?
You need
a
remote
for the TV. Shit, ain't nothing going on.
You got no sweetie, you got something.
Nobody gonna mess up to the little dog. That's what it is.
Sweetie, how long has it been since you wrote in the magazine?
How long, who?
How long has it been since you wrote in the magazine?
Oh, a very long time. Very long time.
It just means it's got letters in it. It just means it got letters.
No. Not really.
I mean, why not? You was really good at it. You're very good at it.
It really wasn't my thing. I started doing that to help the person whose thing it was, basically.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you be good at stuff or you end up being good at stuff, it kind of bothers people.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, and people always feel like people trying to take over stuff and
right.
They sign, and it never was like that for me. You know, I was actually into vlogging, and I started vlogging the plants because people was asking me to, but I got a lot of ideas of different things and content that I could make, and I'm gonna probably start doing different type of vlogs.
Yeah, I just thought you would have put out a magazine right now. I'm getting footprint and seeing how it goes and everything, because you got the need to reach out to people and get a response as far as getting, you know, interviews and stuff like that. You had a good presence with that. That's why I thought you were transitioning to that. And which you surprised me, instead of doing that, you came up with your own radio show and did good with the sweet spot. You know, that was the shit. So, you know, just want to encourage you to get back out there, man, and utilize your talent. You're very talented and good at what you do, man. Don't let nobody water you down. You're good at the shit.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a league. You know how you feel like a rookie in the league and everybody throws and you just come out of the field and everybody throws around you. They got this going on, that going on. And you sitting up throwing the ball, you know. That's how I feel. Damn, I can't even run the ball. Coach won't let me run the ball.
My taste buds is turned up. Everything I want is froze.
That's crazy.
And I'm too broke to go and get something from wherever I want to get something from. Shit. I'm about to go get me some crackers and some tuna or something.
My favorite, you see some eggs and some butter and some something.
Yeah, I might make some
Some
bacon
powder.
I'm like, yeah, that's about to be cool. I might make a bob. Y'all don't know what a bob is.
I never heard of it.
When you toast some bread, there's butter on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just so glad we've been on the radio, boy. We've been gone ever since the goddamn 49ers got beat.
Motherfucker, I was over here Friday. Nobody showed up. Just me and Ev Love Friday.
Yeah.
Then Monday, we was here with just me and Ev Love.
Yeah. We'll let y'all make that round.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Y'all was already gone, nigga. Y'all was on the couch before we even sat down.
Yeah.
So cut that shit out. Don't bring up old shit. Because y'all was on the couch while we were still playing. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, what's 7 days, man?
It's 7 days that we had to go and play a game. It was 7 days when y'all had to sit and watch.
Yeah, but
seven days.
But see,
well,
the only reason I was mad is, like, damn, I thought y'all
were
going to give
them
a fight.
They motherfuckers hit our quarterback on. They fucked them up. We had no quarterback. You can't win without no quarterback.
That shit was kind of tacky. Oh, the cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the game.
Had no quarterback. What the fuck?
They too rich to be hurting people. All it is.
Y'all had a quarterback and lost. Shut the fuck up. Ha ha.
Y'all had a quarterback and lost. He just got broke.
Hey, that's what happened here. Y'all had a quarterback that didn't get hurt, and y'all still lost. Don't bring that shit up.
Y'all
have 2 years in a row.
But y'all are losing before he got hurt.
2 years in a row. The Cowboys got put the fuck out. So shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. 2 years. But guess what? 4 out of 5 years, we've been in the Super Bowl. We've been in the play in the championship. Y'all haven't did that. Y'all fucking sorry. Y'all suck. Same thing will happen next year. Y'all will suck the fuck up out the game.
You know what? There's a song that we ain't played in a while here. And it's called Mash.
I'm hungry as fuck, bro.
I know y'all done
ate something. What y'all eat tonight, shit?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti sound good as fuck.
Yeah. And then I had to do that ghetto spaghetti. Because I didn't have no sauce for it. But I had to man with you now. So I could joke out for a man with something like that. My wife said, I can make it. What do you want me to put in that ketchup? You don't have any sauce. I said, I'm going to steak. I mean, fuck it, just put your name with that, man.
Oh, that should be bomb. I just don't feel like cutting no goddamn. Hey, I make some chili cheese fries. That should be tight right now.
I be mad when people be like, you ain't got no sauce. I ain't no this. I be like, man, just give me 2 tomatoes and get the hell out.
I just I'm in that hungry state where you wish it was something in the refrigerator that you could just heat up.
See, that's the thing. When I get starving, I start cooking shit from scratch. It comes from being in a house where people that microwave food and have takeout, but they always have like a lot of good shit in the refrigerator. Like when I go through my mom, they're like, "Like, man, y'all tripping." And I start pulling out shit, putting all kind of stuff together, and they're like, "Oh, where you get all this from?" And I'm like, "Came from the freezer."
I think I got a motherfucking peewee dinner. That shit. If I ain't got no peewee dinner outside in the freezer, I'm just going to bed, fuck it. I'm just going to go to sleep hungry. I'm on something and then, second of all, I ain't trying to drive nowhere. Third of all, shit is froze. Oh my God. I just gonna starve to death tonight. So if I just starve to death, just come and put some flowers by me or something. I'm hungry as fuck. I ain't even got no fucking potato chips or nothing. Oh fuck that. I know what's something in that motherfucker. My goddamn wife, I know goddamn well she got some goddamn Munchables or something around that motherfucker. Man, True West Radio. See, that's what happened. See, you know what? Somebody sent me a DoorDash. Motherfuckers ain't saying nothing like, shit, I ain't seen you a motherfucker day.
I would have made you some spaghetti, but, you know.
Nigga, I'd die before that spaghetti get here. Yeah. And be like, babe, wake up. Sweetie, send you some spaghetti.
This is Trulia. You don't even know my voice no more.
Huh?
I said, that's Trulia said that. You don't even know my voice.
Okay, well, whoever the hell said it, I'd be dead before the goddamn. Yeah. Well, I was trying to get the goddamn spaghetti to him. I'd be like, hey, Trulia said
that.
Some spaghetti.
Huh?
I'd be okay. Like, it's too late. Motherfucker be done die while they heating it up for
him. You gonna have to move tonight?
Oh my God. Hey, look. Man, 2S Radio, man, we gonna get into a couple of jams. I gotta play another one of my favorite joints, man, by Nate Dogg. I love this shit. 2S Radio, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. Easy, get on and get shit on. 2S Radio, let's go.
Get in my outside, I'm thinking Negro, please. If you really don't know me, then you best pack up, I suggest strongly. Third is the D-D-G, till the day I D-I-E. For my L-I-F-N-E, no matter where I look, that's all I see.
And I know
these days you gotta be strapped. I'm already knowing ain't nobody got my back. They see me on BET. Everybody knows my name. All the police think I'm serving Kane. Jealous niggas call us high, but I don't worry long as I hear their mind. If ever they decide to keep, you better be prepared because I know I'm free. One thing I can guarantee, you don't wanna be standing next to me before my final curtain call. Begging it won't be so. So if we bump heads in the street, or even at some party, you niggas really can't see me. My request is that you stop trying,
or I let go.
These days you gotta be strapped. I'm already knowing ain't nobody got my back. These days you gotta be down. Who said it was easy?
I'm busting, taking down, bowing down, never. Gotta watch my back for these coppers as well as these niggas that I'm kicking with. They stick you faster than these bitches will. Since I'm pimping, everybody wants my witness. And I can't keep a dime from buying weed, yakking every time I smoke. Constantly you conference me from committing a murder, so I chill and puff the herb. Who got my back? Nobody. Little John Gotti's laying niggas down at the homie party. All we going crazy, I guess we all being who we are. And they say them niggas got to be a star. I got to get mine if I blast, and it's my destiny. If I die, then it was meant to be intentionally. Worry, stressing, I guess in this confession. When the murder takes place, it was self-protection.
Ain't nothing separating us from a Mexican.
was a hustler, rolled up, a straight soldier, walking at the busters. No matter how you fuck, niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate until we multiply. You see me strike the devil pop, can't hold us. Driving like a motherfucker, living like I wanna. It ain't no stopping at the red light. I'm sideways, dog like motherfucker, crime, pain. Let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, keep tracking through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in the high speed, safe with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw.
Pop, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I sacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer similar to bitches is scary, get you near me. We rushing visions of overpacked prisons. Billions of niggas thugs living. Pressure, three strikes, I hope they don't tell us. They polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of style, let me slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, deficiated. And it's misbehavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Label them up, soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, moved the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man, nigga got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get for being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique's so legit, we keep a 50 on us, niggas know. You can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defensive, it's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash on niggas. Well, I dash on niggas once I mash these figures. I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through in a Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking Indo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga. When we coming for you, we hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest. Nah. Baby inside his belly. Nah. It was back in belly. They told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? See his pissing all side in the front. Nigga saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy. I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani. All them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me. 2 apocalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots. Fuck the cops. Well, I stopped. I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me. But it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupac, that's all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's playing on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick to make it all fun.
Trying to fuck or you trying to swim? You wanna fuck, you need to go with them. Cause I got a pussy, some motherfucking good shit that wanna be licking up out the rim. He never could handle me, never could handle me. I be on top in that bed like a canopy. Mess with his mind, I mess with his fantasy. Way I be licking all on that banana tree. I got a flop, I make him pop. He gets to swimming and don't wanna stop. Pussy so good, he turn on his niggas and now they be tripping. They think he a cop. He wanna fuck, I need a cup. Laying me down and drinking me up. Wait, if you cannot handle that water, don't even go farther, boy. I need a duck. I need a fish, I need somebody to miss. I need somebody to do it like this. I need somebody to wet up his face and still know how to come give me a kiss. Yeah, I need a guy, I know how to handle that stroke that he got. He think he be fucking, but boy, that ain't nothing. You gon' have to hit it, that's all you got. Come get your nigga, I can't get him out this wet ass pussy. He ain't trippin', I can't lie, I got some wet ass pussy. I need a bowl or a cup for this wet ass pussy. They be begging me to fuck from this wet ass pussy. And I make that nigga pop with this wet ass pussy. Then I hit him with that wop, yeah, wet ass pussy. Come get your son, he be sleeping in this wet ass pussy. And I don't run cause I know I keep a wet ass pussy.
Yeah, yeah, True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Lamborghini Mercy. Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get em.
Nigga, fuck that. Yeah. True West Radio, what the fuck is going on? Man, West Coast Lamb. Grab my fucking head, blood. Yeah, man. Yeah. Everybody, motherfucker, everybody. Yo, John, what up, man? Feel like we back, all the gang is back in the building.
Let me have Scooby Snack.
Scooby Snack? I ain't got no Scooby Snack. I wish I did. I'm hungry as fuck. I'm eating on some goddamn crackers. And some good crackers that they are, though, for real. Good-ass crackers.
No, I had to go get some cereal. You was talking about food so much. I was like, man, you gonna find some.
I don't want no cereal. I got so many boxes of cereal on top of my goddamn refrigerator.
You ain't got like.
But I can't eat that shit because the goddamn milk gonna have me like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I tried some with no lactate in it. Lactose in it.
I buy you some.
That's what I get. I get that lactate milk, the one called lactate.
It's good.
I'm about to try to fuck with it.
I can't do the oatmeal milk. I had that oatmeal milk. I didn't like it.
Nigga, it's our whole refrigerator was full of
almond milk. Gives me a headache. I took that almond milk, gives me a headache.
I mean, any kind of cereal, then we got cabinets, put them up with it. Whatever kind of fucking cereal you think you might want to eat, we got it. I want me some Captain Crunch so motherfucking bad, but
you
I
got,
know what's going to happen.
Man, don't say that, boy. I need me some Crunch Berries. Right now.
You got the Lucky Charms?
Nigga, we got Lucky Charms. We got everything, bro.
So this is what you need to do. Go get a Ziploc bag and put all of them in a bag. And eat that.
Okay. But see, the whole thing is the milk is going to fuck me up.
Don't eat the milk. I said put all
the
cereal together.
Use water.
Get your
beer
in with beer, nigga. Eat the cereal with beer.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
This nigga on Bill Ferrado, bro.
This nigga, man. Yeah, he done lost his goddamn mom, nigga. They get some Captain Crunch and pour some beer in that bitch.
Yeah, I own it.
That
shit might be bomb like a motherfucker, though.
You gonna put some one on that shit?
What kind of chicken is that?
I can waste the motherfucking cereal. I can't waste the beer, so if it's nasty, I don't want some of my beer waste. So fuck that. I'm over that one.
That shit gonna tell you something, girl. Don't you dare. Get
yourself into the cereal and you drink your beer.
It's gonna cost you a stew.
I'm gonna
give me some
seal. I'm gonna just come out to bear with the motherfucking milk. It ain't like a nigga drink a whole lot of this shit. You know, when I was little, you know, you finish your cereal and you still got a bowl of motherfucking milk, and then you just drink all the milk.
Yep.
I'm gonna pull that bitch out.
The thing is, I cannot get cereal if it's over past the day.
Them motherfuckers taste out of them. I forgot that damn cereal, nigga. You put the. It was like chocolate, nigga. You fuck around and, we eat all the cereal and all your goddamn milk turned chocolate. I forgot what that was called.
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
Chocolate Fruity Pebbles.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, that was Cocoa Puffs.
Ooh, you know what it sounds good? It sounds sugar smack still.
I think that was Count Chocolate, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, him too.
That's Cocoa Puffs, nigga.
I think that was Count Chocolate that turned your milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was Cocoa Puffs and yeah.
I don't think Cocoa Puffs did that, bro, because they was too little.
Hey,
you still,
you,
yes,
if you
indeed.
Pour your smoke up right now, that milk will turn to chocolate milk.
The little round cereals.
All right. Research team, go on, look it up.
And then they had them
just
some
like
plates.
Chocolate fruit pebbles. You put that shit in chocolate milk, it's going to turn to chocolate.
Oh, man, so weird.
The research team right on their job. Research team. They got me looking
to
see
whoever invented King Vitamin and whoever approved that, they all should have been fired.
Yeah.
Well, which
yeah,
one is?
That was some bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Whatever it was, it still made my stomach wild anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
It really don't matter, but I would like to know if it was Cocoa Puffs, if it was Count Chocolate, if it was...
It was both of them.
You're telling me which ones it is. You just don't want to hear it.
Hey, so what's going on? So what they saying about the three rappers that got killed?
What rappers?
Three rappers,
about a couple of days ago. Well, that was some penitentiary beef, and they're talking to the guys on Facebook, telling them, "Yeah, I got to go pick what's his name." He said, "Hey, we really about that." So they were telling them when he came to the city, they were gonna get him.
Where'd they get him at?
Detroit.
Oh,
he had a beef with a guy. In the pen, talking about his paperwork, and so-and-so done snitched on so-and-so. So I guess he called himself trying to cheat, G-check somebody in the penitentiary. And I guess they touched down, and then he's up there whooping with one of the guys about something. And they're like, yeah. He's like, yeah, we coming up there. I got to go pick up my other two homies. We coming up there to the show. So the guys had the man who did the show cancel the show out, so they up there roaming around with no show to go to, and them guys kidnapped him and killed him.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hit him in the basement down in the apartments.
That's incredible.
So he got the whole video. You watch the whole video. He's sitting up there, and he's like, yeah, I got the paperwork on so-and-so. He called himself a gang member, and he's talking about somebody had their paperwork, and he's seen on the paperwork they snitched, and he was talking about, he was telling people in the pen, I gave one of the guys who said, yeah, he said he seen their paperwork. Got down on him. So he got his other two partners killed for no reason.
Wait, so they were like a rap group?
They weren't really a group. They just worked their rap show together.
I don't know if they were. No, they wasn't a rap group. They just were supposed to do a show, and the show got canceled, and they found the niggas in an apartment building dead.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you watch the video. They got the video on YouTube. He's sitting up there. He's talking to the killers. He's sitting up there like, yeah. He's like, oh, man, I ain't about that. He said, no, we really about that. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, we really about that. We really about that.
The
nigga that got killed was on the phone, on Facebook Live with the killers. He's sitting up there and telling them, oh, y'all ain't about like that.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go put the name up, and then we're going to pull up.
Man,
and they just waited and told the man at the club, "Hey man,
what those cats that was talking shit, was they from Detroit?
I guess they live in Detroit.
Oh my god!
That's what you all know where they from.
It's one thing. See, you can't.
Daddy is talking about G-checking somebody. He didn't live in Detroit. He lived in the outskirts of Detroit. But he went up there to
the store. It's almost like when, what's that old sucker ass motherfucker I can't stand? Rainbow Bright. That motherfucker, he was out here in L.A. talking to gang and shit, but he was like, he had filmed the shit earlier. You know what I'm saying? He filmed the shit earlier. And then posted it like he was right there at that time. So all the L.A. niggas went up there to go and get his motherfucking ass. And he wasn't there. So it's basically he did a pre-recording, and then he gonna say that he, yeah, I'm out here in L.A. at the such and such hotel, whoop this, whoop that. And all the niggas went up there, but he recorded that shit like 2 hours earlier.
I guess
you know, that's
dumb because all it's gonna be is a police trap. So you'd be stupid to go up there. That's just like with Charleston White. Charleston White got the police, he got the feds on speed dial everywhere he goes. So hell, that's all that's gonna be. You got to be ready to go and take that ride.
Nigga spelled out that shit like way later. You like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is Kaji 6ix9ine. I'm at the such and such right now. Boop, boop, boop. He recorded that shit 2 hours before, then posted it 2 hours later. And everybody rushed up there. You should have seen how many niggas was at the hotel waiting to try to find that nigga.
Yeah, he did that. O'Block did it. I'm in O'Block right now. Maybe O'Block at 6 o'clock in the morning before the sun came up when everybody's asleep.
Man, that shit crazy. I'm glad I ain't trying to. Hey, I got my motherfuckers who I'm beefing with. Well, I can't even say I'm beefing with them. They beefing with me, but I ain't worried about none of that old type of old shit. I ain't get about to do nothing to get my motherfucking ass killed. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, some motherfuckers feel like they gotta live that life. They gotta be, you know what I mean? I gotta sit here and be this motherfucker, so I gotta stick my chest out. But I know a lot of niggas that's killers, nigga. You would never know it.
Did you see that about Ja Morant?
What did he do?
He got into a fight. His team got into a fight on the court with the Indiana Pacers. So the NBA Pacers buses were leaving out. Ja Morant's homeboy pulled out a beam on the tour bus, on the bus, on the team bus.
What?
They said Ja Morant came out there and they had little words or whatever. But, like they were saying, Ja Morant needs to be out the way because he get tied into that. He going to be banned from the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
He got to leave, but, you getting that type of money that he getting, he going to be telling his homeboy, hey, man, y'all sit down, let's hit some action. Y'all pulling a gun out on the opposing team. Like a fool.
Yeah, but you got to see, you got to realize, too, some people are stuck in their way. And if he hanging with niggas like that nigga is really still running the streets. So that shit kind of hard to turn off.
Now,
even if you
can be stuck in your way, but here what it is, you got to be ready to trade everything in, you see? I'm stuck in my way, but you got to be ready to trade everything in. That's what you got to say. I got to give up this big mansion and all this money and all this jewelry and all these women. I got to give it all up for that number. If you're willing to give it up, then you got to give it up.
Well, motherfuckers can't be doing that. See, you know, it was like a whole lot of motherfuckers that I have in my squad and niggas thinking that we about to make some money, and guess what happened? They ass go to jail. So that's all the way out the window. You can't do no fucking shows. You know what I mean? No matter what we was getting ready to do, we can't put no albums out and you can't do no shows because you got 10 years in the goddamn feds. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why these rich motherfuckers always. Nigga, it's the time to flash gangsters, the time to beat gangsters, the time to shut your ass up and sit down and tell your gangsters to calm down. These motherfuckers still wanna.
It's okay.
Ja Morant.
Here's what takes place.
But it ain't okay to have them out there with
you. Yeah, but here's what takes place. And what everybody failed to realize. Once you go put that persona on, then you're gonna go to a city like Cincinnati and you're gonna have niggas in Cincinnati like that. What you call them? They in the club. Well, we gonna try these niggas, see if they really about what they was about the other week.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you gonna do?
Man, John a random bitch. He just got some motherfuckers that's just around him. You know what I'm saying? He got some motherfuckers that he know. And that's all that shit is. That nigga's a bitch. That nigga ain't... Nigga, that nigga won't get into no fight with nobody on this goddamn NBA court. And suck his little ass up. I think I ain't gonna do that. You just got...
You didn't see none of them buck on Shannon Sharp.
Well, see, the thing about it is, you know, I believe, like, you know, all these motherfuckers got some motherfucking hood-ass homeboy somewhere. Fuck this nigga Kyrie Irving that went to the goddamn Dallas. Pussy ass, man. But, everybody got gangster homeboys. You know, or then even though you
look
can
at,
be
hey, if you go back and look at, what is that, the 94 Super Bowl with the Cowboys, and you see that nigga banging Grape Street in the Super Bowl in the end zone.
Oh, nigga, this nigga named Sutan, that nigga played for 49ers. That nigga was a motherfucker PDL. That nigga was a straight PDL. That nigga blood. I was like, damn, this nigga straight banging on TV.
Nah, but huh? What killed it was, what was that sports announcer name? That nigga was like a nigga on West Side Neighborhood Crip over here on mine. Nigga, I was like,
you know, and nigga Byron Scott, nigga who used to play for the Lakers, that nigga was an IL. That nigga, and every time you seen Byron Scott, he had a wristband on, but it wasn't around his wrist. It was around his motherfucking forearm. That's where he had his IL tattoo. He was an Inglewood family, blood.
Well, they got to know when to say when, so everybody's going, they're gonna test your testicles out here in this world. They're gonna test your testicles.
Matter of fact, Kyrie,
and everything that you say you about.
Something. I remember that nigga name. He played for the Cowboys, nigga. That's my nephew's best friend. And that nigga was out here banging. And I'm like, nigga, he got into the NFL, he's like, shit, nigga, he's about to leave that shit alone.
Yeah,
my partner was the one supplying Nate Newton. He got a picture of Nate Newton. Yeah, he got a picture of Nate Newton at his house. Nate Newton used to come by and get 500-600 bowls at a time.
Oh, Nate Newton.
Nate Newton from the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the kids, they've been all...
He got talking about that work.
Jerry Jones, big dope dealer, if you ask me.
Well, one thing I don't want to hear, you know Michael Irvin was on crack, so...
Yeah, but
Every time Troy Aikman was throwing him the ball, you thought he was throwing a big crack.
Yeah, but how you get caught with keys in a motel and that shit just disappears?
Oh, well, that's easy.
They pay about $2 million in Jerry Jones mansion.
And I believe it was his shit. That nigga just got caught with it.
No, it wasn't. See, Michael Irvin and them, they got strung out down in Miami. See, they played with the University of Miami, so Luke, if they scored a touchdown, that was $1,000. If they sacked the quarterback, that was $1,000. Then every so many yards, they got like $500. So Luke would pay them, and then he'd have them come party on the yacht with all them strippers and stuff. So they got introduced to that at 18 or 19. That's why if you ever watch that called the University of Miami Story, they tell you, like, hell, the whole goddamn team was high. The whole team got high. They like, man, we go party.
That nigga Michael Irvin was out there. Out there on that shit, bro.
They like, we cut Luke's grass. We get us a Ferrari or we get us a Mercedes. So we were straight. They like, they got the women, the cars, the 18, 19 years old, got the jury, and all we got to do is run this ball to the end zone. So that was one of their biggest boosters is Luke. He's Miami, University of Miami's biggest booster.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You are absolutely correct. Woo, man. Tonight, we're going to give me some goddamn some crackers, nigga.
Yeah, I forgot the other guy that played with Michael Irvin. Both of them were strung out. The other guy, I forgot his name. But you go on YouTube and watch the University of Miami story, you can see it on YouTube, and you'll see. You'll be like, damn, man, they didn't stand a chance. 18, 19 years old, out of high school, $150,000 Mercedes-Benz, all the fine women in Miami, shit, teenager.
And also crack.
And getting $1,000 a touchdown, you scored three touchdowns. You done made $3,000 at 18. This before NIL.
Uh-huh.
That was the NIL. Did you see the guy that was going to Florida Gators and his NIL deal fell through for that $13 million? Now he's going to Arizona State. They gave that boy $500,000 upfront cash and $200,000 a month. Then one time is $900,000 payment and $800,000 payment. And boy, that summer gun, we're going to get $13 million for 4 years of college.
Mm-hmm. That's just wild. Well, that's the way it is, man. You know, we got...
Drugs and money. Drugs and money.
Drugs and money and every goddamn thing else that, you know, nobody's really trying to make legit.
But you got to check out that movie called Cocaine Bear. Or Bear Cocaine or whatever the fuck it is.
No, Cocaine Bear. I was trying to look at that because I seen me and my wife, we watched Knock at the Cabin, whatever that is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that shit is crazy as fuck. Then we watched Megan. I don't know if you know what Megan is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you gotta think about it. It's based on a true story, though.
Yeah, it is. They dropped their load. They dropped their load, and that bear got a hook to it. And got
and
so
the bear
high.
Got higher than
hell yeah. That's real story.
Yeah, that's real shit right there. I'm probably going to go. When I go in the house, I'm going to see if that motherfucker's on my fire stick. Yeah, but that motherfucker's nagging.
Yeah,
And the Knock on the Cabin, that shit is fucking wild as fuck, bro.
Yeah, shit. Scratch, I remember my uncle's dog. That summer gun, I ate a half ounce of my crack I had in my boots. I put it in my boots, and I told somebody where it was at. Headed out of town, and I said, man, it's here in my, what you call it, over there by the damn mailbox. And I put it in the boot right there by the mailbox so they can get to it. Drive by the road, jump out and grab it. And son of gun, he called me, hey, man. Where the damn boot at, man? I'm over here, man. Ain't no damn boot. I said, man, bullshit. Man, I got there the next day. The boot was out there in the woods. And about 2 days later, I found the dog. The dog was laid over there dead as a motherfucking doorknob. This man, that's promise you. I said, God damn. Ooh. I said, this bitch done already cut his ass open and ate a half ounce of my shit, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. Because he told us that boot off. It was about 6 feet off into the woods. And I was like, damn. I was like, man, damn, bro. He like, hell, ain't no damn boot.
Mm-hmm. I remember my brother, he tried to mix it up with the shoe boxes. So he had it in the shoe box, but it was like the third box down. I'm like, bro. Just because you got shoe boxes don't mean that, you know, moms ain't going to come find it or whatever. Oh, it's all right, it's cool. So this nigga fuck around and goes to the shoe box. Nigga, open it up, it's a motherfucker. Big-ass rat in that nigga's shoe box and I ate all his weed.
Mm. Yeah, they good about that.
Mm-hmm. That nigga ate a hole through his shoebox, the third shoebox now. He trying to be slick, like mine gonna go in there and find the, you know, look at the shoebox. That nigga opened his shoebox, that nigga screaming like a bitch. There's a big ass rat in that motherfucker eating his goddamn weed.
Yeah, because I used to get them birds that broke down and put them in the back. We hollow out them Hamilton Bay, them Hamilton Beach can openers, and you sit there and hollow it all out, take the insides out and pack it in there and seal it real good. Then you get about two or three of those and put them in the box and put it back in the box with the instructions. Got the cord all bay back together and stuff like it's brand new. And shoot, man, that damn joker land in my lap and shit. I hoping the can open up with that screwdriver. Shoot, go cook up a nine and shit. Cook that play up, then sit back. Go get rid of that, go cook up another nine piece. I was like, shit, boy, I like church chicken, man.
Man.
And do it in the microwave. That's what everybody said. Boy, you got that disco ball, man, microwave, magic, boy. And they like, man, you ought to put a three on it. I ain't putting no three on it. Mm-mm. I ain't stretching nothing, man. I gave it to them real and raw.
That's
no
real.
No cap. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe you to see me, he be hiding in the bushes. Who? What you doing over there, there, man? I see you making moves.
True West Radio, man, we got about another minute and 12 seconds left. We're going to see what the hell is going to be on Friday, man. Or even tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Depending on the pair of love want to get up in the mix.
Put it to the block.
Hey. I love that goddamn track. Oh, shit, I got this motherfucker going. I gotta take his ass off. Hey, that's gonna be my weekend. These motherfuckers, I'm waiting on this goddamn program. That motherfucker been stuck in the snow for like fucking a week. Goddamn. So, I'm waiting on the program, and while I'm waiting on the program, I'm going to get a lot of shit together. True West Radio, man. We got 5 seconds. Too late for y'all to call. We love y'all. We see y'all on Friday, or maybe not. Okay. God damn. That should go up. That should get loud as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm about to say, I need something to eat. Hey, JoJo.
What's up with it?
Did them people ever get back with you today?
No. Well, I'm going to send them another email.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know. I didn't get... My wife and them came back now. Nigga done had too much alcoholism for me to go down the block. I want to go and get a beer, but if I go get a beer, that means I go down the block. So I ain't going to get no beer or going down the block. This is my luck. It'll be real.
The sheriff likes to be in that area a lot.
Huh?
I said the sheriffs like to be in that area a lot.
They don't fuck with nobody, though, bro. I don't know. They kind of like the L.A. sheriff. It's like, nigga, if you ain't got dope and guns, they just let your ass go.
No, nigga. I'm going to tell you. Matter of fact, let my nephew rest in peace. I was with him. And we was going, I was like, I need a smoking blunt. But I knew I had a warrant. But I wanted a blunt. And we stayed on the other side, you know where the park is on the other side of the fucking beer store, the beer place. The beer fucking thing right there. So we stayed right there, like, old bank. I'm like, all right, let's start walking. So we walking down the street, boom. I tell this nigga, do not look back. What'd he do? He looks back. They bust a U-turn. Now, mind you, we could have ran back to the house, or we could have took off through the cut and all that, but nigga, I was so motherfucking focused on goddamn blood, nigga, wasn't even thinking about it. Nigga, what the jail?
Yeah, the motherfucker, I mean, the sheriff, I haven't had too many run-ins with him up here, but them motherfuckers don't want to go and do no all that paperwork, booking niggas and all, taking niggas to jail and all that. Them motherfuckers don't like that. It'd be the PD. PDs be the one to be like, nigga, oh, yeah, shit, you just pissed on the sidewalk. Let's go to jail. Because they trying to get their fuck ass off the street. But most of the sheriff, they be like, man, it ain't worth the time. You know what I'm saying? That's the way they be thinking. That don't even be worth the time for you taking you to jail and booking you and all that. Doing all the paperwork, the motherfuckers don't give a fuck. They just took me to jail a few times. That's why I be walking around these motherfuckers looking like Santa Claus. His whole face be white, not just be walking around. They be like, how you doing, sir? I'm good.
Yeah, they finna start making them do like the military. Mm-hmm. They got to have a weight protocol. And if they don't pass that weight, they're going to be forced to resign.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, nigga.
My mama told me today,
she said, you not going to shave that big old white beard off your face? I said, no. Not till I got to go somewhere or somebody coming over that I got to look good for. I say, this is my undercover shit. You know what I'm saying? I can walk down the street with this big-ass gray beard. Ain't nobody going to fuck with me. But then I can fuck around and shave the beard off and go hip-hop, and then everybody looking at me and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a persona. I got to be like this. You know what I mean? They got to the fact that these motherfuckers say, damn, look, you got a brother? I'll be like, oh, yeah, you talking about my older brother with the big beard? I'll be like, yeah. I'll be like, oh, yeah, he cool. They don't even know it was me.
Boy, y'all gonna have hell, man, playing against Dallas now. They got Kyrie.
Oh, my God.
West Coast gonna be in trouble.
Man, this nigga about to do some other bullshit, and then he gonna be...
Man, you got him and Luka, man. That's a deadly combination, man.
I'm watching the game right now, bro.
I know. I'm looking at it. I'm saying it's a deadly combination, them two. It's their first week of practicing together, so you got to figure it out.
Somebody's going to go and whoop Kyrie's knees like they did old girl in the Olympics a long time ago, the figure skating. They're going to whoop that nigga knee. Somebody's going to beat his ass up. Next time he go to Brooklyn, somebody's going to fuck him up.
Oh, boy, he a good piece of the puzzle, boy. He at home now.
Well, that's cool, shit.
But you might get him to L.A., though. You know, he don't sign no contract until after the end of the year, so he can go to the Lakers next year.
No, I don't care. I mean, me personally, I mean, he's a good player, but he's like a shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, if y'all had Kyrie, y'all have an automatic championship, man. That's automatic.
That just depends.
Nobody
on
that West Coast going to be able to team up against him and LeBron. You said about 40 points apiece? 40 points apiece between them two?
And Noodles, if Noodles can keep his legs right.
He just broke Kareem's record.
Yeah, that was last night. Man, I was watching that shit. Well. When he hit the shot, I was like, damn, it was like 10 seconds left in the whole quarter. The whole world stopped. My nigga lost because I thought he was going to get at least 40. That nigga only scored like 38. Huh? mama. All right. The show is almost, the show is over, but I'd bring him in right now. You want me to bring him in? Oh, okay. Bring him in. Okay, I got you. Yeah, boy. Well, man, I'm about to go and eat something, y'all. I mean, y'all can talk if y'all want to. I won't stop the show or nothing like that.
Yeah, who's all on the show still?
Truly on there, Sweepy on there.
I'm about to go tell my ass in the shower.
Truly finna finish recording.
Okay, well, gee, we...
I just put one song
yep.
Today.
Well, okay, well, we out. Yeah, we get together. Yeah, we got all the phone numbers and we need to call each other. We call each other.
Yeah, everybody's finna go, so.
Yeah. True West Radio, we have.